Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Today, we have a very special guest, Denise Stewart, on the Social Impactors podcast. And Denise is an actor, a playwright, an educator, and a coach, and she works for the University of Virginia as a lecturer in the Department of Drama. So, Denise, I want to start with saying thank you for taking time to be on the podcast with me today. And I'd love for you just to introduce yourself. You know, that's a little bit about who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me. I will say a few things about what I do because I guess I'm just one of those people, I guess you say the gig economy, but I also think the older term is someone living the slash life. And that does feel like what I do because any one day I am functioning as an actor or a playwright or as an educator or as a coach. And those are all, they all blend and inform each other, but they certainly are different positions and different duties in any one day. So, for instance, oh, I guess maybe I'm a director too. So I'll just say that I've been teaching at UVA in the drama department for 6 years now, and that is a range of classes, anything from speaking in public to improv, acting, modern American drama, classes like that, that usually have to do with performance or playwriting, something like that. And then I rent an office downtown in Charlottesville, and that's where I do my coaching work. Usually I'm working with people for wellness, either taking care of themselves or in creativity, like finishing a book, or currently have been doing quite a bit of coaching for speaking in public. So I'm either working with some students from the Darden School right now, MBA students who are looking to be better impactors themselves in terms of how they present and how they come across in interviews and major public or networking situations. And then also working with people, for instance, I'm working with a cardiologist from UVA on just the myriad of social and public speaking events that they have, or work with them on that. And then as an actor and a playwright and then a director. So for right now, as a director, I'm working with a project through Live Arts, which is a grant-driven project called I Never Saw It Coming, which is a play done by teenagers that has to do with dealing with sexual assault in teen relationships.
Wow.
So we just cast that and we just started rehearsing it, have a wonderful ensemble, and we'll open that on February 3rd for a public audience at Live Arts, and then hopefully what will happen, and we all have a number of leads, but the idea would be then to take it to schools and other venues where we can do the performances, and then there can be a question and answer session. So I've been previously involved in some projects like that, and they're really successful, so I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible. And I mean, you can never have enough conversation on making it more known about, you know, sexual violence and sexual assault that happens on campus. I know that in Canada, I think it's 1/3 or if not 2/3 now. So good for you for, you know, finding a way to really encapsulate that conversation.
Well, I think, and this is one other major project that I've been involved with the medical school at UVA. It's the whole health system, but also the medical school. So this is another big thing. So I got involved with them about a year ago. They had approached me about writing scripts that would handle these true stories that were pouring in the medical school and the hospital. Wow. About discriminatory behavior that was happening. And so they were having issues where people were coming forward and telling their stories about whether it were patients or faculty members or staff in other ways that were being treated in discriminatory ways through actions and through just really language that would catch you off guard, things you wouldn't expect, but that were happening. And they, instead of just teaching about it, because really that material was out there, they were looking for theater-driven projects that would, because the research is that it's theater-related projects that have the most impact on how it sticks with people. So I started writing scripts for them, which then it started out, we were gonna train 30 people that were in charge of other people. And that quickly started growing to be where they wanted to train then 300, then 1,000, then 5,000, then everyone in the medical and the health system at UVA, which is really about 10,000. So that just got crazy big in a hurry. And what we ended up doing was working with a production company to make a film of these scenarios and getting the actors in and then just shooting them on location at the hospital. And now that project is really about to go national with that, but it's been really, that's been a great project. And then we, I'm a part of something at UVA through the medical school that got a big grant. And now that project's gonna go even bigger to do the next installation of these film to incorporate more stories from other areas of the health system. And so I say that too, to say that they have found that the theater work and the performance work through film and live theater is just so impactful that we also found that this work with sexual assault is, instead of training people what they should do, it's better to tell the stories that help people relate to the human side of it. And the theater part of it is just so, it just gets in your body and it makes a difference. And so we feel like that makes a big difference in terms of people being willing to speak up and just feel like they could really relate to something that they had maybe seen with amongst their friends or in their own relationships.
Yeah. No, 100%. That's awesome. I can't wait to see when that goes nationally. But I'd love to jump into the second question, because it's a little bit about Denise. It's about you. And it's about your community. But how are you making a positive impact then in your community?
I feel like being able to use the skills that I have, I think of myself as someone who has I felt and figured out a while back that if I'm acting or if I'm writing or if I'm teaching, I'm in good shape. That those, if I'm doing one of those two things, one of those three things, that's really what I'm called to do. Yeah. And so working with that, so using my skills as a playwright and as a director and performer to adapt these scripts, these true stories, to get into an organization in a way that they haven't been able to effectively train before, or that gives them a chance to feel like they're addressing pressing needs in a way that's highly effective. Mm-hmm. Understanding that, you know, pamphlet training would be the least effective, PowerPoint with a facilitator next to least effective, and moving up the scale to theater and film being the most effective when people can really relate to a story. So I feel like that's getting involved in those ways that the texts themselves are coming from true stories that make an impact have been really important to me. I feel like the work I do as a playwright performer, also I've been for a number of years, I've been off and on touring with a one-woman show that I wrote about my life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, growing up in the South, it's called Dirty Barbie and Other Girlhood Tales. And that show was a way of taking, again, my attraction to physical comedy and storytelling and bringing my story to that in a way that's really entertaining and has been really successful as a piece of theater, but also really reach people in a way that lets me know like how universal an experience is, and that childhood is usually a wild ride. Mm. It's usually not necessarily a happy or unhappy childhood. It's usually a wild ride. And I think experiencing that with people as they experience my story and relate to it themselves has been an incredible way that I feel like I put myself to good use.
Can you say the name of that play again? Just so people, if they wanna, you know, see more information on it, sounds cool.
Dirty Barbie and Other Girlhood Tales.
Awesome. That sounds cool. Yeah. So I'll definitely just give a little bit more information because that's a really cool way to learn more about you, you know, what you're doing and your backstory. So I'm really interested with this question because you come from a very, very different background. You know, you come from theater, you come from that specific business. So what's your opinion? And do you believe social impact is an important part of, let's say, you know, specifically theater business or the business that you're in? Do you think it's important?
I do. Well, I thought about this question and I thought there's a quote from Catch 22 that one of the, you know, very funny characters says that everything is either a feather in your cap or a black eye. Huh. Everything falls into one of those two categories.
Yeah.
And I found ways to apply that where it feels increasingly true to me that's true. Every action is one of those two things. So I think that no matter what you're doing, whatever business, if you're in somebody's business and helping them with their dream or you're moving your own dream forward, you are having a social impact, whether it's a black eye or a feather in your cap or in the cap of the business. It is impacting. It has force in some way, maybe in varying degrees. So I feel like if you are intentional, if you step back and pay attention to what is that social impact? What is it? And how am I even aware of what we do and what my business does or what I do? And I really feel like that's a great way to get intentional about what you do. And that it was clear to me when people started coming up after my show to say, when are you doing it again? I want my teenage daughter to see it. Or are you still coaching girls? Because for a long time in my business, I was really focusing on preteen and teenage girls and was doing workshops in the summer for girls on how to blend creativity with self-esteem. Instead of saying like, you ought to just believe in yourself, it was really about how taking care of yourself and practicing creatively was one way of having a stronger self-esteem, that there were ways to do that as opposed to just saying you should do that.
Yeah.
So I feel like those are ways that I think about, you know, if I just thought, oh, I want to be an actor and I want to be in a TV show, that would be awesome. But I also think that even when people are doing that, thinking about theater, they end up thinking about is this a part that really represents where I come from in a good way? Or if they end up making a lot of money, they think about how they want to use that money in more impactful ways. So I think about, even if you get into something that doesn't seem so necessarily impactful, and I think it is, and then it'll take you in the next place to, as you get older, you definitely end up thinking, oh, well, okay, I either have means to make more of an impact or my actual work has a better chance of making an impact.
I really like what you said about you're making an impact either way, as a basis, right? Because anything that we do, whether, you know, whether it's positive or negative, right, feather in your cap or not, there is an impact, and it can be a social impact, and it can be highly negative or it can be highly positive. And I mean, I'm very adamant that the one thing we're in control of, for the most part, all the time, is our actions, right? Mm-hmm. The actions we have, and also the ways that we react to things. So we can choose whether that's positive or negative, and we can also choose whether we believe that's positive or negative, and simply turning the switch and saying, well, I'm going to make this a positive action, right? That ripple effects into everything else. I really like that. I like that you have that holistic idea on what business is.
I just think, you see companies more and more, if they've been around for a long time, they're evaluating and redefining what their impact is. And then you also see newer businesses including that even out of the gate.
Yeah.
About if they're making tennis shoes, then they're finding a way that is impactful in lots of different ways. So I think every single thing that's made or done, create a service or an item, that it just does, like anything that is, has energy, and so it must have, isn't that chemistry or physics, that it's like it impacts something else, it just has to.
Law of attraction.
Yes.
Yeah. So would love to get your advice then on this last question. And this is for other people. So what's your advice for others to begin building a general impact, or let's specify and say positive social impact in their communities?
So that my thought about this is something that I feel like I use with my students often, is that to be completists rather than perfectionists, you know?
Yeah.
So whatever project that you have an idea for, it can get grand really quickly. And then it gets paralyzing. You know, you're paralyzed by that and it doesn't happen. And I think that is that perfectionist idea of it has to look like this, it has to be this, it's got to have this kind of funding, it's got to have this. And I think then it never gets a chance to grow or actually be a baby. So I think you can have, like, if you have an idea, you can let it actually be a baby for a little bit. That means it exists, you know, it could be out there, and then it gets to be this thing, and then it gets to grow up a big, bigger. And so you could let something have the chance to fail, as we say with our children, you know, let them fail, is that it has a chance to be, like, it has a chance to whine and cry and then enjoy things. And that you could have these projects that you think of, you could get a couple people together and get it moving forward, or be a part of something that maybe already is.
Yeah.
Instead of having to be the mastermind, that you could be a part of something. But even if you're starting it and you're committed to that, you could let it be tiny, let it be small, and then let it scale up, because I think that you'd be surprised the smaller the thing, that it actually is something you can take care of better. And then you're doing it, you know, and I think the super local things end up having such a human connection that they're very rewarding and very fulfilling on a small level. And I've seen that even when doing a little workshop for girls, that even if it isn't going to be repeated, that no one can take away those moments that I had with those girls and what we had in that moment in that workshop for those 4 hours. And to me, that was very impactful for everybody. I still remember clearly their faces and things that went on in that room. And that feels really important to me, and it informed my work as I went forward, as I've gone forward. Yeah.
I like that. That's awesome. It really is. Denise, I want to just say, you know, thank you for spending this time on the podcast. I want to end on that point because it's very true. There's macro and micro social impact. And I mean, what you were doing with, you know, these students, it seems like that was really that micro impact that probably changed many courses of their lives for the better because of what you did. So I, again, want to thank you for, you know, taking time today to be on the podcast.
Thank
and I wish you the best of luck in everything that you do.
Thanks for making me think.
Yeah, you're welcome.